JFK.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane! Everybody strap in! I'm about to open some fucking windows.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, Sam. Oh, now what's happening here? Oh, this is embarrassing.
Thought there was music that went along with it.
Terribly embarrassing. What's happening, Dave?
Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Ah, there you go.
98% effective against chiggers and ticks. The Don and Mike Show.
Finally, is this. Randy Jackson's on one of these phones. And
very good.
The segment of our show on Westwood One is brought to you by Ford. Visit AddictedToKelly.com for all the Kelly Clarkson information, as well as exclusive video. Your chance to win Kelly Clarkson's Mustang GT convertible brought to you by Ford. Okay, you know, rather than climb into Randy Jackson's prostate and tell him what a gigantic American Idol fan I am in particular, and I tried to wean myself but could not.
And you were unable. You were unsuccessful. You tried to boycott it, and you didn't succeed.
Addicted. Addicted to the show.
Who's not addicted?
I could talk to him endlessly about it, and I don't want to monopolize his time and climb up there and tell him how great he is.
I'm sure a lot of people tell him how great he is, and we've got a special correspondent today.
And he's not only here to talk about American Idol, Mike. He's here to promote Oreo.com, wow, as America chooses San Diego Barbershop Quartet as the new voice for Oreo. They actually won a chance to record a radio commercial for Oreo cookies.
And they won 10 grand.
And you know that Super Dave loves American Idol.
Yes, I do very much.
What do you like best about American Idol?
I like the way that they go through the process of finding the people and weeding them out and getting down to the last one.
Mm-hmm. Who was your favorite last year, Dave?
I really didn't watch so much last year, but I really did love Diana DeGarmo when she was on.
Very good. Yeah. You know enough about the show to do this interview.
Let's not wait to make him wait any longer. Ladies and gentlemen, you may know him as a guitar player with Journey.
Yes.
Here's the great Randy Jackson.
Yay. Oh, yeah. What's going on?
Randy, welcome to the show. First thing we have to ask, what's that guy's name in Journey?
Ross Valerie.
Ross Valerie.
Do you know Ross Valerie?
I know Ross really well.
Good.
Well, he's probably listening right now out in Sacramento.
Pretty big fan of this show, and he calls and drops in when he's in town. A real nice guy.
Oh, we love Ross, man. Tell him I say what's up. Ross, what's going on?
Very good. Yeah,
well, I don't know if you heard it. It's a thrill to have you on the show. Really, no lie. You get your butt kissed all the time, but your show is just... it is like crack. Forget it. We're nuts about American Idol. And more importantly, our friend Super Dave,
yes,
who you should know, is clocked at, we believe... The IQ now is something like
125 to 130.
125 to 130.
I believe
Super Dave.
He's moving up every day. And to the best of my knowledge, Super Dave, this is your first celebrity interview. Is that
yes,
not?
Yes, it is.
Okay, very good. Wow.
And Randy, really, I swear to God, this is no BS. I am so gay for American Idol and have been since day number one. I watch it like a little girl.
Hey, you're doing what you said you weren't going
to
do.
Yeah. I just want him to know how much I'm giving up by not talking about American Idol with him.
No, man, we appreciate it, though. We love it. We love the fact that you love us.
Yeah, the show is great. What's not to love about it? Here now, we want to give Dave a chance to talk to you. And Dave, what you want to do is ask Randy about Oreo cookies. Oh, you got the press release.
Yeah, you always ask the celebrity what they're, if there's something that they need to get mentioned, you can just ask them about the cookie thing.
And then ask them anything you want about American Idol. Right. So now, if you don't mind, Randy, let's indulge.
No, come on.
Super Dave, here you go. Go ahead, Super
Dave. Tell me about the Oreo stuff.
Well, basically, second year I've been hosting the Oreo and Milk Jingle Contest, and last year this group from New York, Blue Jupiter, won. So this year, Acapella Gold from San Diego, California, these four ladies, man, that I'm telling you, dude, they're so cool. They're like a barbershop kind of quartet. It's like the Lennon Sisters meets like Manhattan Transfer meets Take Six or something. They are crazy good. So we've been having a good time. People went online, 200,000 people voted, and when you went online to vote, whoever voted got their name in the sweepstakes, and they won. They would win a chance at $10,000, and I met the couple.
Oh dear! I think we lost them.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, we did. We did. Don't know.
don't know.
I don't know.
It was going well. Yeah. I mean, it was starting out. He was plugging his thing, and then he was going to get into the American Idol question.
Swimmingly, I thought.
I really don't know.
That didn't touch anything. You know, that's kind of like when we really want to make the dial tone sound. That's the sound. That was the real deal that time.
That was it. I don't know what happened.
I know. And that's always the thing. Whenever somebody you want to talk to is called in, mm-hmm. you always lose them.
The phone gets disconnected, right?
Right, but when some idiot calls and wants to ramble on, you got the phone forever.
It works fine, then.
Exactly.
Right.
Sure. I mean, that was certainly not done on purpose.
No. I know, it was purely accidental.
Got another number to call him on?
They're getting him right now.
We're going to resume this interview, Super Dave.
Okay.
It's going to go great as soon as we resume it.
Now he's only got 5 more minutes.
Okay.
All right.
So when we get him back on the line.
He got the Oreo stuff in, didn't he?
You might want to tell him how much you like Oreos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Couldn't hurt.
I'm so sorry. Can we put you back on the air?
Okay. Yeah. All right. I hope he knows we weren't dicking with him. It's just.
All right.
Okay. Hey, Randy.
Hey.
Sorry about that.
Right. Okay. We're sorry about that. We lost the connection.
We know we've only got you for about 5 more minutes. Dave, go ahead.
Back to Super Dave.
Right. And you were saying about your Oreo.
Well, yeah, just at the Oreo and Milk Jingle Contest, I've been hosting it the last couple of years. This is our second year in a row. Last year, this group Blue Jupiter from New York won. They were like 4 acapella boys. And this year, acapella...
When he's done with this, Dave,
from San Diego.
I think you're pretty safe jumping in. Just ask him anything you want about American Idol. But tell him you love Oreos, though.
Their ladies are so good.
Wow. I am impressed, and I do love Oreo cookies.
No, get down.
Especially the ones with the double stuff. Pounding them in the milk and shoving them in the oven.
All right, now get to the American Idol. We don't have much time.
Now, listen, that was great. You got the commercial in for Randy.
Now you
got
to go for what everybody wants to know about American Idol.
I'm giving you this time that I would normally take to obsess on American Idol. Ask him anything you want to ask him.
My favorite contestant was Diana DeGarmo from a couple of years ago, and I was really heartbroken when she lost because she's got such a good voice, and she really did sound like an angel.
Oh, yeah, she's great. I mean, you know, listen, we've been really fortunate. I mean, we're starting auditions right now for season 6. I mean, you know, it's amazing the kids that show up and the talent. I mean, I think America's got the best talent because we do this show in about 25 other countries. But, dude, America's got it going on. And, I mean, Diana is amazingly special.
Yeah.
Amen. God bless America.
Yeah, baby.
Now, Super Dave, would it make it for you if Randy Jackson, if we could get him on tape saying, "Hey, Super Dave," and have him call you a dog? You know, the way he'd... Would you like that?
Sure.
Hey, Randy, could we impose on you? Just say, "Hey, Super Dave, what's happening, dog?"
Oh, no, I'll do even better than that.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Yo, Super Dave, what's up, baby? You know you are definitely in the dog pound, for real.
Woo! Yeah!
Bravo! He just panted like a real dog.
Proud to be in the pound.
Yeah, welcome, baby. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
And, of course, because it's the obligatory question, why don't you ask Randy how Simon's doing, too?
How's Simon doing?
And Paula.
Simon's as ornery as ever. You know, I think it's probably just as he's getting older, the age is getting to him or something. I don't know. Paula's doing really good. Saw Ryan last night. He's hanging out, you know, still frosting his hair, but he's doing good.
All right.
We got him for like 2 more minutes. Ask him, what it was like to be in Journey.
Yeah, what was it like to be in Journey?
Well, one of the greatest experiences of my life, man. I mean, I think one of the greatest rock bands ever.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw Perry a little bit ago, and I talked to Neil and Jonathan all the time. And, you know, I mean, just a bunch of great guys, man. It was such a treat, man.
Super Dave,
why
don't you ask Randy about your voice and what he thinks, if you got any potential or anything.
Right. Uh-oh, here we go.
Yeah, sing something for him.
Yeah, can you sing it all, Super Dave?
Sure.
All right, go ahead. Randy, Super Dave's going to sing for you, and then we just want your honest opinion.
All right, here we go, Super Dave.
Like the end of the Star Spangled Banner.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, say does that Star Spangled Banner yet wave.
All right, we'll stop you right there. That's enough.
Oh,
honest opinion, Randy.
I know you've heard enough.
Dave, do you have another job?
There you go.
Wow. I'm sure that's something that Dave does amazingly well.
Yes.
Yeah. I would fall out if you had said, Dave, you're coming to Hollywood.
I don't know about that, though, Dave. Dave, I got bad love for you, man, but don't go to Hollywood, baby.
Amen.
Randy, would this be, you know, I know you've done a lot of these today. Probably the most interesting you've done so far?
Definitely right. One of the most interesting.
Well, dude, listen, we would love to have you on again sometime.
Definitely.
Anytime.
No, definitely, man. Definitely. So, this was fun.
So Gay for American
yes,
Idol.
It is.
Love that show. And when's it come back? In February?
Comes back in January.
January. Oh, excellent. Fantastic.
Even better. All right, Randy, thank you very much for your time.
All right, guys. Have fun, man.
Okay,
all right,
you got
thank
it.
You but very much.
Keep it real, baby. Keep it real.
Keep it real, Randy.
Well,
thank
Randy's
you
talking
much.
To you, Dave. Okay, thanks, Randy.
All right, bye.
Bye, dude.
You know, at the beginning of that Star Spangled Banner, you were almost there. Do you like to sing?
A little bit.
Really? Yeah. Besides the Star Spangled Banner, what else do you sing?
Whatever. At the sports bar in Towson, there is karaoke night.
You
every
say, do you
Thursday,
sing,
and Friday,
you sing karaoke?
And Saturday night. Sometimes.
Now, really? Dave, you started off strong there, and then you went a little flat. Was that just nerves, or what do you think happened there?
I got one here. Maybe you know this one.
Sometimes it happens.
Dave, if you know this one.
Don's putting something on for you.
If you know this one, sing along with it. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
It Rocks Out by Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Puff the Magic Dragon.
Now, when they start singing, if you want to jump in.
He continues to impress.
Go right ahead.
Right here.
Super Dave.
Puff the magic dragon, live by the sea, frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. That's beautiful. This is just a nonstop font of talent here today.
Yep. I think we can officially tell Tom.
No, don't.
Please don't break his
arm. Don, we need bench players. We need bench players.
Tell Tom.
Tom deserves just as much time as I do.
No.
Look at that. And how about that? He's showing grace.
He's humble.
He's got humility. Mm-hmm. He can sing. Mm-hmm. He does impressions. What do they call that? A triple threat man.
Tom Gavin could not hold your jockstrap.
Well, you know that there's going to be a phone call because of that.
Well, there will be
a phone call.
TFB, because we got games to play, Mike, and stuff to do today.
I know we do.
Our phone number is 877-365-3636.
Man.
We're going to play a very quick double round of the match game.
Yeah, very exciting.
With our friend Super Dave.
And I know he's going to ace it.
So listen, you know how we play this game. We play it just like the TV match game. If you match our answers, you win. Today we're playing for $500 in cash.
Serious money.
Robbie, how many callers we need for this?
We need three callers total. We'll need two for the first round, and they'll play the next person.
All right, so we need three callers right now.
Very good.
At 877-365-3636.
All right.
For match game 06, featuring Find of the Century, Super Dave.
Amen. Super Dave, who on his very first, like, full day, the spotlight on him has not done anything but hit home runs all day long.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
We're gonna check you for steroids. You are so hot. You are the Barry Bonds of radio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And humble, too.
Okay. And have I told you? You smell great.
Thank you very much.
You think
much.
You could do that scream you did out on Rockville Pike one more time?
The crazy one?
That one, that crazy scream?
Yeah. Well,
remember when you were screaming out there?
They'll never take me alive!
That was from a movie, I think.
Okay, uh-huh. Can we get a little of that before we go to break?
They'll never take me alive! Yeah. Scared kids?
Wow.
Scared kids?
Man, oh, man.
Okay, we'll be right back. We'll play the first round of the match game.
Uh-huh. On Savant Radio.
Super Dave.
Number 4 Arbitron Rated. The Don and Mike Show.